Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to another edition of Packer Update. This is Tim Mattacio, soon to be joined by our co-host Mark Olin. It's Division Sunday as the Packers take on the Dallas Cowboys in relatively mild Lambeau Field. But the tundra will be frozen, you can bet on that. Packers place the Cowboys. Key question for today's game is, of course, the health of quarterback Aaron Rodgers. And he did not practice yesterday. Aaron did not practice. Mike McCarthy indicating that it would be better for him to do his rehab. And so Aaron Rodgers did not practice, but he is going to play. And a couple of questions. Will he be able to make it to the game without another re-injury? Matt Flynn has been getting, obviously, a lot of work because Rodgers has not been practicing for the last 2 weeks. So Matt Flynn should be ready. I do not believe that if Aaron Rodgers goes out, it means the Packers will not win the game. I think it's a very real possibility the Packers will somehow hang on even if Rodgers were to go. Now, it would depend probably when the injury takes place, but I don't think it necessarily means that he won't, the Packers will not win the game. Other notes of interest as we end the game, of course, is the ground game, the battle between the Packers, Eddie Lacy, and Cowboys DeMarco Murray. Of course, Murray was the leading ground gainer in the National Football League, and Eddie Lacy was number 7. We're going to be joined shortly by our co-host, Mark Bowman. There's Mark. Mark, welcome to Packer Update. So glad you could join us. I know you're on your way to Lambeau Field even as we speak. What are the weather conditions right now where you are?
Well, the weather conditions where I'm at, which is about 80 miles away from Green Bay at this point, it looks like 21 degrees, sunny skies, partly cloudy, I think weather is not going to be an issue in this game, so there aren't going to be any excuses on either side. Unfortunately, it probably favors the Cowboys in this situation, but, the inclement weather could have been an issue for Aaron Rodgers as well if he's flipping and sliding out there with his calf injury. So, I did want to say I made an invitation to my sons. I don't know if they get their text messages in time that we're taping now. So we may have a few more callers. If not, we may.
Oh, great.
So, with that being said, I you may know the injury reports better than I. I understand there's a couple Dallas, there's a lineman and another defensive player is injured, and that, I think, bodes well for us. I'm hoping our running game.
Well, I mean, I don't know at this point, unless it's a key player, and I don't know who you're referring to. I know for the Packers, there were a couple of players that did not practice this week besides Rodgers, but I think one was Josh Boyd, which may be a factor in the ground game. He's somewhat stout in the ground game, but I haven't seen today's actual game day injury report, unfortunately. Sorry about that, listeners. Question mark.
Well, he is probable. The only person who is questionable, I'm trying a blank right now, is an inconsequential player. But Josh Boyd's going to play, and Devon House is going to play as well. So we're pretty much close to full strength here. And
I think that's key because I think Devon House could be a factor with Des Bryant and Williams, the other wide receiver for Dallas. My concern about this game, I do think we'll be able to stop the run. My concern is always the tight end. Tony Romo and Jason Witten are one of the most productive quarterback tight end combinations in NFL history, and he just seems to have a knack of getting third down conversions and third down plays. So although the Cowboys don't have the type of productive duo that the Packers do with Nelson and Cobb, they have a very effective receiving core when you throw Witten in there.
Well, I'll tell you what, my wife had a doll called Mrs. Beasley. Unfortunately, their receiver called Beasley, you know, this guy for some reason had a big game last week, and we got to watch that midget. Someone's got to be on him. Maybe that's important that we've got either Devon House covering him or, you know, Casey Hayward. But we got to take
Casey
him
Hayward
out of the game.
You didn't just call him. You didn't just call him a midget, did you?
He really is a midget. He's about 5'5 and 170. So this guy can be taken out of the game.
You can't do that in this era of political correctness. The blog talk radio people will shut us down. Remember when Marvin Lewis called Johnny Manziel a midget? Oh, it got all sorts of. The correct term is little people.
Little people, yeah.
Anywho, let's get off that one.
He's a definitely a little guy. So hopefully somebody can lay a big hit on him, and he won't be a factor afterward.
Yeah. One thing that he's wiry. I think I'm looking forward to Jared Aberderis giving us that kind of slot, good hands type receiver next year for the Packers. One thing that has emerged since the last game is the play of Richard Rodgers. Do you think he'll be a factor today?
Well, I hope so. I think I like the direction of your questions. I think those are questions that need to be answered. But I think you incorporate him, and Andrew Corliss has made a few big catches this year. Hopefully, he's a factor. But ultimately, I think that the success of this day is going to come down to our running game. Unfortunately, the Cowboys are one of the top-ranked defenses to run, run defense. But I think if we can establish a ground game that takes the pressure off Rodgers, he'll be probably working much more out of the shotgun today. And if we can, run a few delayed draws with Starks, and I think we have some success there. And I guess we're going to have to go to the short passes out in the flat to get Lacy involved more today if Rodgers is working more out of the shotgun. But, I think that's the key to this game. And, Tony Romo, I think, has had a history of having poor playoff games. It's going to be an interesting dynamic. And here's a Wisconsin boy, and there was an article in the Chicago Tribune about him and wanting to be a Packer. And one of the Packers scouts liked him, and everyone else nixed the idea. And, hindsight is 20/20. We have Aaron Rodgers as a result, but convinced we're far better off with Aaron Rodgers. But I'm hopeful that Romo doesn't have a chip on his shoulder until he's got a proof that the Packers made a mistake. And I'm hopeful the pressure will be on him playing in his home state. And frankly, I'm rooting for Des Bryant to have a poor game. I'm hopeful that we can stop him. I don't like him, but he represents as a person. I think the Cowboys, looking back to last week, they certainly were the beneficiaries of an absolutely horrible non-call. And the fact that Des Bryant ran out on the field and he wasn't flagged, I mean, it's just blatant homerism in terms of the officiating. I don't know why the league has to find that official for a later came out, the guy was partying with the team, one of the officials. I mean, what's going on here? And as an aside, ladies and gentlemen, you and I listening to this, the fact that Chris Christie's showing up in his tub of lard, the fact that he going to make an appearance again, I think it's a travesty. And I hope that gives the Packers even much more incentive just to put a spanking in the Cowboys.
Well,
frankly,
you mentioned...
not that I was interested in Chris Christie, but at the semester fact that guy will never get my vote if he runs for president.
Well, obviously not if he's a Cowboy fan. We can't have that.
Right.
I'm just thinking of the some of the matchups today, and in one of the matchups I mentioned that bothers me is our coverage of the tight end. I think the key matchup today for the Packers again will be our offensive line. The Cowboys traditionally this year, I guess traditionally this year doesn't make sense, but the Cowboys this year have primarily been a 4-3 defense. They rush four, they have seven backs, similar to the way the Seahawks play, similar to the way the Lions play, the way the Buffalo Bills play. The Packers have not played their best games against these types, but our offensive line, I think, T.J. Lang is almost 100%. I think we're at a point where that might be the key factor, that if we can, because the Cowboys' secondary and linebacker play is not that strong. Rolando McClain got banged up the last game. I think if we can give Aaron Rodgers the time, which is even more important today, what we might do today is nickel and dime him. Just throw a lot of short passes, move the ball down the field with short passes, and let Aaron Rodgers get the ball out of his hands quickly, and play hot potato on a cold day. What is your sense as to our game plan?
I concur with that. I think that is the plan. But either way, if we're going to do it in short, flat passes, I think the Cowboys will probably be looking for that. So we're going to have to get our ground game involved somehow. And I don't know if that involves Rodgers taking the ball at the line of scrimmage as opposed to a shotgun. But we have to establish some sort of ground game, and I think that opens up our passing game because they're suspect in the secondary, and I like to, if you can get Eddie Lacy on the outside one-on-one versus those cornerbacks, look out. He's going to bowl them over. And getting back to your issue about tight end, I think two guys that have to have big games, it's maybe stating the obvious, but I think Julius Peppers needs to step up so we can get some pressure to allow Clay Matthews to be an obvious passing situation. And if we need to double him up, play Matthews to cover Witt, because I think that's a matchup that with Steinie, Witt, the guy is slow. He's got great hands, but if we can get someone in his face and we can get some pressure on Romo, then I think that takes Witt out of the game.
Yeah, I wouldn't approach it that way myself. I would have Matthews rushing, but the guy you might see on one possibility is Micah Hyde might be covering Witten. It's just my concern is if we get a linebacker, and of course I love Matthews, but I don't even know. Witten is so crafty. I don't know. We'll see. All right, we've only got 90 seconds left. Now 60 seconds, Mark, and it comes time for our final predictions. And the time flies as it always does. I'm going to go first today. I've given this some thought. I've lined up the numbers, and today I'm predicting a Packer victory, Mark. I'm picking the Packers with the final score of 34-24. What is your prediction for today's game?
I'm going to go. I'm also going to predict the Packer victory, and I'm going to say the Packers will win this 31-27.
Ooh. It's a little closer than I have. Yeah.
A little closer. I hope I'm wrong. Ultimately, all I care about is the end result. And, I don't want to get ahead of myself, but I hope this is an enjoyable game to watch in person. I'll be using my vocal cords and doing my best to try and sign the Cowboys. And the Packers have a campaign to get loud, and I hope the fans respond in that regard. But ultimately, if we pull this out, we're going to have to go through a CenturyLink field in Seattle on this. That's been a difficult place to play for us. And it,
well, let's deal with that. Let's deal with that next week. Let's get this one today, and then we'll discuss the Seahawks and how.
Yeah,
we
don't want to put count the bird in the hand, right? So let's come
all right, Marcus,
with the victory.
Time,
go pack,
time go, up for the,
and
go pack, go.
And we hope to continue our season of Packer discussion, a Packer update, the following week in a few days.
You bet.
Signing
all
off.
Right.
Packer
signing
update.
Off
so long.